When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. He's been helping people have remarkable retirements now for nearly 30 years. And his mission today, of course, as always, is to help protect you from high fees and taxes. He helps people with strategies that can provide you with a plan for lifetime income. It's his goal for you to help you weather any economic storm that may come your way. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and today we're going to talk about keeping up with the Joneses. It kind of takes on a whole new meaning when you're shopping for kids and grandkids for the holidays. Eric's going to break down how to help create and stick to a spending plan for the holidays and even beyond. Here's the phone number we want you to have nearby, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. We give you that number. You may call Eric for a complimentary appointment. Get on his calendar. Also, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hello to you too, Luann. And, you know, it's always a big time to be thinking about lots of stuff, right? Obviously, you know, all the different holidays with Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, and everything else. But, you know, it's also a good time to be thinking about year-end planning, tax planning, and figure out what you should be doing before the year ends, because this is the only time you got left to do anything tax-wise in 2021. And then, of course, hey, what are you going to be doing 2022 financially to make yourself a little bit better? So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And, of course, all the Christmas stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Here we
all
are.
All the shopping stuff.
We're right here. Here we go again. We're in the month of December. And like I said, keeping up with the Joneses is going to take on a whole new meaning when you're shopping for your kids and your grandkids. Here's the deal. I guess the National Retail Federation says Americans spent $789.4 billion on Christmas last year. That was up from the year prior, and they expect those sales to grow another 8 or 10% this year. So that's really no surprise. But Eric, here's the deal. We kind of have to factor in the supply shortages and the shipping delays that were happening when we're planning for this Christmas, don't we? A lot of things are going on.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, shopping earlier is good, and also maybe just, you know, focus on experiences and less on junk.
Yeah, right?
And buying more stuff, right?
So. I know. Okay, I want to take you back to this movie. Let me just play this for you, and I'm going to ask you if it brings back any memories from when your boys were growing up.
You got the doll, right?
The doll?
That Turbo Man doll. I asked you to pick one up 2 weeks ago.
I got it. I got the Turbo Man doll, the one that has those things that shoot out in front with that rock'em sock'em jetpack and with that realistic voice box that says, it's turbo time. I got it.
Oh, good. Because at this point, they'd probably be impossible to find.
That scene is from Jingle All the Way, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rita Wilson, 1996. So did you guys ever have anything like that happen with the toys you were trying to get for your kids for Christmas?
Luckily, they were never into any of the huge stuff, but, you know, there's a lot more Legos and hockey stuff and other things, but, you know, sometimes it was harder to find the Lego set you wanted and such, so, one of those things where, definitely shopping earlier is always better.
Right. We have that to kind of face every year, especially if the kids want those things that everybody else wants. Here's the deal. This year, we are feeling inflation with about everything that we buy. This is interesting to me, Eric. The footwear distributors and retailers of America say that children's shoes are costing more now than they have in 70 years. The prices are up about 12% from a year ago. You know, factor inflation in with trying to get all those Christmas gifts. I don't know. It could be kind of tough. Inflation is always a factor that you have to figure in with Christmas and then also just your income in retirement.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, everything's going to be going up and, you know, we've been kind of lulled into a false sense of security here since we've been really almost 30 years since we've had any real true inflation. So most people almost forget what it was. And so, yeah, it's definitely coming back and it's something that's going to always be there. Things obviously all get more expensive and that's what makes us all feel older because when we ever, you know, any time you say, hey, I remember back when this was only this much, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, that's inflation in a nutshell there. So Yeah, there's not really a solution to inflation, just making sure you're kind of accounting for it, that you're not trying to live on the same income year after year, or, you know, spend the same amount of money year after year, just because everything's going to get more expensive. So you have to kind of be calculating that in early on and making sure that, that you know that it's going to be there for you.
But tell us, you know, why people are coming to see you right now.
Well, a lot of it's because of taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's worried about the new tax bills and the new tax plans, and they realize also that the market's at record highs. It's way overvalued. It's and once the Fed stops printing the money, now things are going to change. The market's going to slow down. Inflation's going to speed up. Rates will start going up because of inflation's going to probably force the Fed's hand to have to do that. And once rates go up, and, you know, that's going to slow down the real estate market. It's also going to slow down the stock market with inflation slowing it down at the same time. You know, it could be doubly slow. And then you throw in the fact that the Fed stops printing money. Wow, there's a lot of factors to, you know, it's kind of like you're all of a sudden going on this, you know, great smooth road up. And now it's all of a sudden gone to, you know, you're four wheeling off road in the stock market. And,
yikes.
You know, that's what it's going to probably feel like come, you know, next year and mid next year in 2023. For sure. So, you know, those are things that a lot of people right now are trying to protect against, and, you know, make sure they've got that money for the rest of their life. And, you know, having some income plans. So we can even send you a report about income planning. All I have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184.
And that website, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Don't forget about that. Let's talk about how you help someone figure out if they have saved enough to cover their retirement. That's kind of the number one question. You know, am I even able to retire? Have I saved enough?
Yeah. So the first part of our creating the blueprint to worry less wealth, we want people to worry less about their money and worry more about, you know, getting that right gift or, you know, getting that great present. To be able to do that, you have to make sure you have enough income for the rest of your life. And, you know, that includes inflation, that includes taxes, that includes what types of tax is it, right? Is it Social Security income or regular income or pension money or IRA, 401k? All these things have different tax ramifications. And so when you're doing that income, though, that's the most critical one, right? Where's that paycheck going to come from once I stop working? And once you can answer that question and you know that that money's going to last for the rest of your life, yeah, you're going to have a lot less worries in life. So, you know, that's one of the things that we really want people to do is be able to see that. And one of the things, great tools we have is we have some software where you can actually go through that. We can even do what if scenarios, say, hey, well, what if I retired this much earlier or this much earlier? I mean, I just did that with some clients and we originally had them at 67. They said, well, can we do it at, you know, 62? Let's see what it looks like. And it still worked fine. And so, you know, that's a great thing to be able to tell somebody. It's like, hey, you know, you can check out 5 years later from the workforce and go off and have more fun, right? You know, but you need to know that ahead of time. You need to know that it still works and you know it's going to be there and you know it's going to be okay for you. So, you know, the only way to do that is really having a plan. And so that's when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. It's the very first part is that income plan. And then, of course, all the other parts, the, you know, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. So, yeah, if somebody wants to set up a time, you know, we can sit down for, you know, a 15, 30-minute phone call, either on the phone or on Zoom, and, you know, just kind of go over your situation. So if you want to leave us a message and we'll set up a time for you, you can give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can also text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we have more valuable information coming from Eric when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So, Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things. Obviously, retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money, and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market, because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money, because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then, plus, just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues. And there's going to be a big strain on that, because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be, if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed when you hit retirement. And it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric? Or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we can pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company and say, oh, they're just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. It's like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right?
Just same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're younger doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may not even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, I mean, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15-20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, you know, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So, yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not. And they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement. Kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But, you know, really, it always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are I think, one of the pieces that people totally miss. And that's foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has one choice in it, only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks, because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Mm. Literally, if people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? Had graduation in 1 week and trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail-safe programs help out or other things. But you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worry less wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator, how do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template, who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time, not like I need this stuff for yesterday, right? that doesn't work that way. And so, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are, and then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road, road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, right?
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So, yeah, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You know, you need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition into some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that, you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done? You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, retire, you know, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Eric Heckman of Wealth Creator Radio, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton. Great to have you here, Drew.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
So Drew is our mortgage specialist, and of course, that's been a big thing, right? Having rates going so low, and then when are they going to change? But what's the latest on, you know, the mortgage market, and what should we be looking for?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, when I got in the business in 2006, a good interest rate was 6.5%. And obviously, we are significantly lower than that today. Yeah. So there are a lot of people looking to refi as well as buy, you know, future homes, whether they be second homes. I mean, that's a big thing with, you know, people kind of re-looking at vacations and what that looks like. And then as well, you know, looking for that next home or their first home. So it's a very competitive market out there as far as, you know, buying and selling goes.
Yeah. And so in terms of doing that, I mean, I know a lot of there's, well, at least so far, there's still multiple buyers. I know that's probably going to calm down here, but you know, if there's multiple offers, do you have to go in all cash? Can you still have a mortgage, or people, will they still take you or not?
I mean, all cash is great. I usually I'm pretty, you know, I don't have a lot of clients buy all cash just because I'm the mortgage guy.
Yeah, right. Well, not very much in there for you to help with.
But yes, you know, buying a home today, it's a competitive market. It's, you know, it's a crazy market. It's tough. It's tough to be a buyer. But there are a few things that you can do to look very strong in front of a seller. One of those things is just, you know, one, you've got to make the right offer, right? You have to come in at somewhat of a reasonable or maybe unreasonable price, right? Because a lot of times the house that you fall in love with, other people have also fallen in love with,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, for instance, I just had a client who made an offer on a home, and there was 30 offers on it.
Wow. Right?
So that's some competition.
Yeah.
And so you really have to stand out, you know, of the pack. What I've told clients recently, and I think this is a pretty good way to explain it, is that, you know, price is important, right? The what you offer on a home, it's very important, but it's not the end all be all, right? I tell people price is what breaks the offer, right? If if you don't hit that number that the seller is looking for, then they're not really going to talk much. Yeah, they're going to move on to the next person. But the terms of the deal, a lot of times, are what makes it. So you gotta come in at a price that makes sense, and then from there, the terms are typically what will win you the deal.
Like contingencies and speed, I assume, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, one thing to back up, I'm not a real estate agent, right? So I'm not the one that's really getting in there negotiating the ins and outs of the transaction and the offer with somebody. But I get this unique position to be in this transaction and lots of transactions with lots of different people and different agents. So I get to see a lot. And so, yeah, definitely. You know, the price is important, but going in and saying, okay, you know, here's all the different things that I will offer along with the price, right? And we're not talking about throwing in the car and those sort of things necessarily. There's just a handful of items that are typical in a transaction, and the way that you structure your deal is, you know, that's going to show, and you'll either look stronger or weaker depending. So like you said, contingencies, right? So for those at home who aren't familiar with contingencies or
yeah, what's the jargon, right?
haven't bought exactly recently, you know, there are three typical contingencies in a real estate transaction. The first would be finance, right? How are you structuring this loan? And then do you need to make sure that the loan guy can actually do your loan, right? The last thing you want to do is, yeah, I'll buy your house as long as I can get 80% from the lender. And then, oops, the lender can't do it, and now you're stuck. And if you don't have that financing contingency, then you're going to be at risk at losing some money. The next thing would be inspections, right? So if you look at the house, you guys fall in love with it, and all of a sudden, you know, it turns out that the foundation has issues or the, you know, roof needs repair, that would be the property contingency. And if you did not have that contingency in place, and again, it's just, I will buy this home contingent upon X, Y, and Z, right? So the financing, the property itself, so inspecting the property, making sure that it looks good. And then the last thing would be, we talked about finance, we talked about the property. I'm blanking on the last one. I'm going to look at my notes here. The appraisal.
Appraisal. I was going to say, yeah, that's the hard one too sometimes right now, because as things are going up, they may not appraise for enough, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing this rapid appreciation, and, you know, a home 3 months ago may have sold for less than what this house was listed for and what will ultimately sell for. And it might be the same type of home, right? Same bed and bath and square footage. And an appraiser is going to look at that home and go, well, that looks like it's, you know, the same home. So we think it's that value. So an appraisal is very important in the transaction, because a lender is going to be looking at that appraisal and saying, well, that's what it's worth. And so we're going to base our financing terms on that. And you as a buyer, you know, we're aware that there's this appreciation happening. And so, you know, we're kind of competing with the fact that you've got this appraisal coming in. What's that value? Your offer price might be higher. So how do we make those, you know,
the difference? Or you just don't get a loan for that part, and you just
make up the difference. Yeah.
You have to come up with some more cash. Yeah,
absolutely. So coming in with no contingencies on one or all of those three items, again, we're talking about the property itself, the financing, and the appraisal, can make you look stronger on the selling side, right? Because if you're selling your home and someone says, look, I'll buy your house as long as it appraises, and the next guy comes around and he says, I'll buy your house and I don't care if it appraises or not, I'll just buy it, right? If everything else is the same, then they may lean towards the person says, I'm not going to put my offer contingent upon that. So those are the three big things as far as the contingencies. And again, you know, when you remove your contingencies, yes, you're going to look better for a seller, but you're also removing some of the, you know, safety nets that you have as a buyer. And so you don't want to go in, you know, not being fully aware of what that means.
Right. And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I've got Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. So what are the other parts then that people, in terms of making that offer?
So you talked about contingencies, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about also the timelines. So I know at the end of the day, whether you get your money 30 days from now or 20 days or 15 days or less, you know, at the end of the day, you get a large sum of money as a seller. And so why does it really matter? But sometimes it really does matter, right? Mm-hmm. One, just the deal being done for the seller allows them to move on with their life. But more importantly, sometimes that moving on with their life is buying another home themselves. So right. they may already be in contract, and that quick close allows them to have those funds and continue on with their transaction. Sometimes you might have multiple transactions all dependent on the home you're buying, so that, you know, all these different sellers.
Dominoes kind of have to go all together, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. So having that timeline in place is really important as well, right? So the faster you can close, the better. I have people who sometimes, you know, they're talking with some online lender, and the online lender, you know, they do it, you know, throughout the nation. And so some places 45 days to close on a purchase home is perfectly fine. In the Bay Area, that's pretty tough to win any kind of deals.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. So closing is important. And also, you know, there's a few other milestones in place. If you did have a contingency, for instance, mm-hmm. you know, you could say, I'd like a contingency, but I'll keep it short.
Yeah. And then rent back is, isn't that pretty popular nowadays too, where you say, hey, I'll buy your place, but you can keep it, having it for, you know, a month or two or something, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of times it comes back to that timeline, right? A lot of times people are, you know, they're selling you a home, and that means that you then own it, and so they can no longer live there, right?
Yeah.
So you have to solve this. Well, where are we going to live, and how do we buy that new place or move into that new place? And a lot of times they need some time. Either it's we're going to sell first, you know, close on that deal, and then turn around and buy. And if that's the case, then they need a little bit of time to make that transaction or that transition, happen.
Right.
And so renting it back, all that means is, look, we're going to close on the home, but Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you guys can stay in that home for X amount of days just to get your side of things resolved. So it gives them some time.
And to get all your junk out too.
Yeah. Make sure all the junk's gone.
All that stuff, which is hard to do. Your big process is really just be more consultative. You're not just like somebody who's going to quote you, oh, here's the rate and buy type. No, it's more, well, tell me about your situation, right? And you know, and you're going to figure out what's the best tool, what's the best approach for what they're trying to get. So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you and kind of go through that process?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 408-610-3210. We are more than happy to talk about where you are specifically, what your goals are, and then work backwards. So that phone number, 408-610-3210.
And then online, it's, was it O2MTG? Is that right?
O2MTG, that O is as in Oscar.
Yeah, so the letter O,
the number two,
yeah, MTG.
MTG.com.
Yeah, you guys picked a tough one to use.
A fantastic one, especially being in Silicon Valley.
Yep. Well, with that, we'll be, it was great having you on, and we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm where they will put you first, and their focus is on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's a great lesson. We can listen to an example of someone who had something good work out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, it's anytime you buy a stock or invest in anything, I shouldn't say stock, anytime you're investing in anything, there should be some critical questions you ask. Why this?
That's always a good one. And when am I going to sell this under good and bad circumstances? And what I find is lots of times people say, oh, I heard the stock's great, I'm going to buy this. And then they have no plan for it. And so I've got some clients that just thought Tesla sounded cool when it first went public and bought it way back when. They've made an insane amount of money on it. But we had some stop losses. I kept telling them, we need to have it protected as it goes up. And so a stop loss is something where you say if it hits a certain number, it'll trigger sale so many shares. And so they were kind of annoyed with me because we sold some in January when it started dropping a little bit there. And then, of course, it dropped by 50% by March. And then it went insane. No reason for it to go where it went. So, you know, went up 1,000% returns or something, you know, just crazy numbers. It just kept going up and up, up this year. And so we sold a little bit there. And then, of course, tanked back down again a bunch. And, you know, so we took a lot of profits. And so, we, you know, if you look at it over time, we've averaged really good sales prices on a lot of those stocks. And this was a stock that they were just holding and holding and holding, didn't know what to do. But, you know, she's just about to retire. And now a lot of that cash is there, protected. They still have some invested. We didn't sell all of it and stuff. But, you know, we've made some really good money off of it at the higher points and protected it. And that's because we had a plan. Typically, the plan is selling it way after way, it, you know, things have gone bad after they'd been good, right? And so that's the part we have to watch out for, is making sure that we have a plan ahead of time. Right. And so, you know, and so, yeah, again, that's why we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we've created that, really just to, you know, first and foremost, you know how am I going to do? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Is it going to last me for the rest of my life? So we go through all that, look at that income plan that you have, even if you don't know what it is, you've got a plan. So that's what we want to do for you. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Janine on behalf of everyone here at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.